Artemis Fowl, Eoin Colfer. What happens? Artemis Fowl kidnaps a fairy elf and holds the poor bugger to ransom. Artemis then appears in 7 other books with fairies and all kinds of stuff. Reason for bleak listing? Holding a fairy elf for a ransom without enlisting my help? Come on! What should have happened? Timmy is a down-and-out renegade who wanders the streets of London with his accomplice, the Guy. Timmy is estranged from his family, who work in real estate and consider him a bit of an embarrassment. When Timmy takes a police officer, Polly Snort, hostage, all hell breaks loose, with MI5, the CIA, the FBI, and even Zebedee from the Magic Roundabout all getting involved. Eventually, Timmy sees sense and returns Polly to the authorities. She spares him from prison on condition they marry, and he takes up a job in real estate. The story ends with Timmy debating between this fate or hijacking a yacht and heading to South America in search of El Dorado. Special instruction? Sell in all estate agent establishments and rename Our Timmy's Fowl. Mr. B compares the stories. My word, Charlie, is nothing sacred. Eoin Colfer's popular Artemis Fowl series enjoyed 8 installments and was rightfully a huge bestseller. Charlie's alternative reeks of desperation, and his reasoning for bleaklisting Colfer's book is pretty feeble, to be honest. Suffice to say, nothing Charlie has in his story takes place in Artemis Fowl, aside from a ransom. I'm so relieved that's the case. Apologies to Mr. Colfer for this shameless attempt at recreating his book.